The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yes, it is.
So, Mr. Todd, these new cameras that showed up today, how do we know when they're on? The other ones had red lights on them. This has a white light. If the white light's on, that means it's recording?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And does everybody say wide angle AF, or is that just because I'm fat? Because it does. It says wide angle AF.
That's autofocus.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. It's all right. It's all right. I did it to myself.
Are
not
we on?
Not your fault. Not your fault.
Are we on live right now, Todd?
No, these are going to be on demand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
On demand. Who's the man?
On the man.
Yeah. I can't tell how good I look now.
Why? Oh, but you would be looking at it on the thing?
I just need to see how to set this thing up, because I was looking rough the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm going to look good. I mean, I was just looking really rough, rather translucent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
White, not a good color to wear when you're this white on TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think some of the light that throws it off on you, Ace, is coming from Rob's room. With that door open and then that sunlight coming through
that door. Right there.
Yeah, close the door to Rob's.
Yeah, Alexis would
lock
that.
It.
Yeah,
and lock it.
Do that.
Close that door
and put his microphone on silent.
Yeah, and put a towel at the bottom too.
Okay.
Now he hadn't made fun of your lips today. Why are you getting on to him? He hadn't made fun of them lips. She got them lips.
Yup.
She all lips and hips now. Look at her.
Mm-hmm. Lips, hips, and Botox. I'm like a whole new person. Who am I? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to start telling people to call me Natalie. I'm going to go by my middle name.
Hmm. Let me see. You got bruising, you said?
Yeah, on the corners.
Oh. Why did it only bruise there with the needle going in?
I don't know.
Did you flinch?
Yeah, I had a stress ball.
Do they tie your head down like they do with mental patients and all, and you're to keep you from hurting yourself? They took that belt, wrapped it around your head, and tied it to the gurney?
No, they don't do that.
No?
No.
Tie your hands down by your sides and your feet down in restraints?
Nope.
Seemed like that would be easier.
I wasn't like moving around like a crazy person.
Hmm.
I mean, it doesn't hurt that bad. It's like maybe like five pricks that hurt.
Well, I mean, if they're coming at the same time, I can really see that.
Five pricks.
One, two, three, four, five.
Not fun. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So are you going to be up for any other free treatments from the trainees or whatever they call it? What do they call them?
They're RNs, but they're estheticians.
No, what do you call this? The person that's training that. We had another story about somebody training some medical condition or with tattoos. What are they? Apprentice. Yeah, you going to get the apprentice to do it again?
I have the next thing is going to be laser hair removal.
Really?
Yep.
You're just like, give me all the apprentice work.
Let's go. Get all the services.
Wow. So, I mean, that'll be a relief. I mean.
Yeah.
Just getting rid of the.
Yeah. So, I guess it has to be a pain to get your back waxed every time you want to go to the lake.
Yeah. And I can't ask for back scratches if I got a furry back.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's not cute. I'd be like, can you scratch my back? It's like a cat.
Why are you going around asking for that anyway?
Because I like it.
See, that could be one of those if we had the manpower to do it or whatever. Just set Alexis up on the street and see how many guys would scratch her back for her. Hey, will you scratch my back? Is really like she has her hands full of books or something.
Yeah.
Like I can't. My back is itching so badly. Can you scratch my back for me?
But she's so small. They might be like freaked out, think it's a kid or something. Or somebody really young. Then it's extra weird.
They're <Yeah. laughs> like, are you trying to kids back? Set me up?
Yeah.
That's what I should do. I just got a great idea. I should go work for the FBI and pretend like I'll help them get all the child molesters.
Yeah.
I'll pretend I'm a kid and set them up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where can I apply for that? FBI.com?
I think they're just taking at the job fair. Just
wide open.
You just want to find the job fair, or maybe if you ever run into an FBI agent at the grocery store or something.
Yeah.
They're always looking for untrained people to put in harm's way.
I don't know if they still do it, but I know someone who wanted to apply to the FBI a few years ago, and one of the big stumbling blocks was the fact that the questionnaire does ask whether you have smoked weed or you done any drugs in the past 2 years.
Yeah, and I would say yes, so that I can really get into character of whatever position I got to play.
It didn't matter. It automatically kicked you out of the system at the time. Yeah. Now, they may have changed that rule, but at the time it was like, oh, then you're, see you later.
Yeah, they should. They should change it.
Did I smoke in the last 2 years? Yeah, because I'm not a nerd-ass bitch.
Exactly.
So it's really on you if you want to hire me.
I'm not a dork. I mean, do you want the FBI to be a little bit more cool or keep it lame?
I have a life. If you want somebody who's effing lived a real life,
you're lame-ass FBI.
Do you want to be lit or not?
So that's the division you would go in, is catching child predators in the FBI? That's the part you would want?
It's not that I would want that part, but I feel like it'd be the easiest to play.
Makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to do that for the FBI. You could also do that for local police departments. I think they probably have a volunteer sheet you could sign.
I could sign?
You could sign up for, yeah.
How do they lure them in online by what? They go on and chat rooms and stuff and chat with them.
Probably.
And tell them, like, hey, come over and bring some Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah.
And a pizza.
Smirnoff.
Yeah.
And chicken tenders.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good. I think I'd be
right. Well, that's what she's thinking. She's
awesome.
She's thinking she will be at the house and she'll get this free food.
But, I will while I'm at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Because that's why they did it on Dateline. They always end up leaving the food behind when they got arrested.
I'm taking it. You're going to see me on the TV coming back and grabbing the food and then running back out.
And they would bust three or four of them in a day. Yeah. So you'd get a pizza. Make sure every guy brings you something different. Yeah,
fried chicken.
I mean, you're getting scumbags off the street and...
Getting fed. For free. That's a dream.
Yeah. And then at the end, you could drink the Smirnoff ice.
Right.
The whole thing. You'd be huge within a month. They'd be like, we're going to have to get another decoy. You're not getting as many responses as you did. I don't know what it is. maybe if you got your lips done, that would help.
Man, if you remember, though, that show was hot for a moment. What, a year? Maybe 2 years to catch a predator? Was just on fire, and everybody was into it. Because who doesn't want to see these dirtbags get arrested? That are doing this type of stuff. And the way they were bringing them in, because they were caught, so red-handed. There was no way around the fact that, you know, a guy sitting there with a pizza, just like he said, and a six-pack of Mike's Hard Lemonade, thinks he's meeting a 14-year-old. It's like, let's get this dirtbag out of here.
Why don't you take a seat?
Yeah, that's... Do you know where I am?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I always thought, though, that it would be better if the person that was walking out, instead of it being a TV reporter, could have been somebody like The Rock, you know, that would just scare the crap out of them, make them think that they're about to be, you know, beaten to hell and back, and then arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been better. Or somebody that could have actually tortured them on camera. That's what they really needed. They needed to be tortured.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring Liam Neeson out there and electrocute him a few times before he then shoots her face off.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a snuff film. You guys want to make a snuff film. Is that what you're talking about?
But you're onto something there. That could be a new career for you. You're only 32.
Right. Not yet.
Almost. How many? 3 weeks to your birthday? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Mm. It's on a Friday, right?
Saturday.
It's a Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. Then we won't see you on a Saturday, so we don't have to get you a gift.
Yo.
But birthdays for you are huge because your mama didn't allow you to have them.
You can just get me like a rock from outside and I'd be happy.
Do we have to pay?
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't even have to be a crystal.
No.
Just be a regular river rock or something.
Yeah, the fact that you thought about me, that makes me so happy.
Okay.
Well, no, she's lying.
That's truth.
How about we get you a gift card to eat at no charge to you at maybe Fahrenheit in Charlotte or possibly the Ace Number 3 burger place. Maybe even that place called the Waterman that we could get you a nice dinner
right
on us.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
So consider those are the places that she used to work and she can eat free most of the time.
Already started making any type of birthday plans?
No.
No.
No plans.
I mean, are you planning it to be like is it going to be a party night for you? Is it going to be a wild?
Nope.
Are you sad that you're going to be 32?
No, I'm actually kind of excited. I mean, I keep saying that I'm sad. It's just, getting older. But no, I'm really excited for 32. There's a lot of good things coming, I feel like.
Yeah. But no, why would you not want to go have fun?
I want to be by myself this birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you just want to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. Mm-hmm. It's your choice.
Are you going away somewhere to be by yourself?
Only your choice. It's not.
I'm not sure yet.
I didn't want anyone coming to my birthday party. This is perfect, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nothing makes me.
You sure no one just showed up? No? No, I wanted it.
Nothing makes me happier than to sit here with a party hat on in my living room alone.
Khaleesi's going to be there.
My cat's hiding in the other room. My choice. My birthday, my choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's my special day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And your mom will stay completely away from you on your birthday, yeah. Right?
She'll text me in the morning and say, "Hi, you're older now," instead of saying happy birthday.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, okay. I know.
Yeah, happy day that doesn't mean anything to us in our religion.
And again, that's because why exactly is that? Why don't you celebrate getting a year older?
I'm not 100% clear on why Jehovah's Witnesses don't do that, but has something to do with a birthday party in the Bible where someone's head came off and got served on a platter.
Huh.
Whoa.
So how many occasions when you were growing up were there in the Jehovah's Witness faith that you would get a gift for something?
They would always make it a point to have parties for the kids and give gifts throughout the year so that you wouldn't feel left out.
Okay.
So I would say maybe like 3 or 4 from church, and then my mom would do random gifts here and there.
Okay. Because I thought that may be why you're always asking for free stuff and making such a big deal about getting a gift was because you didn't get gifts when you were a kid. But no, that's
because I was poor.
That's out of the water.
Yeah. It's because I was poor growing up.
Yeah.
Yup.
But you don't even bother saying Meester now when you want something.
Meester? Hey, Meester DJ. I'm hungry.
Can I have a lollipop?
Tengo hambre.
So it's just going to be a quiet night at home?
Yeah. It's going to be a very reflective vibe. That's going to be the vibe. Reflective.
Reflective vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm going to be manifesting for year 32, putting my intentions into the universe.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that's what I would do.
Yeah. AKA, I'm going to be so high.
I have
high.
No idea what you just said.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ show.
Riggins just showed us a picture of Big Ed from 90 Day Fiance, and he's at a ball game, and he's sitting in the stands, and is his girlfriend trying to sit in her seat, or she's sitting on the arm of a seat or something?
Looks like she's sitting on his lap, on his knee.
And he's got his hand down the back of her jeans. This can't be a recent picture, though, because they're in coats and long winter clothing, unless they're somewhere where it's...
A rodeo near San Diego. Oh. Says. He ditches the coat later, but
yeah,
he ain't got no neck.
Yeah, he's got good hair though.
Well, it used to look.
Would you rather have hair or a neck though?
Hair.
Hair.
Yeah.
You would rather have hair than his neck.
Yeah.
Stop.
Sure. If I had good,
you're
luxurious
lying.
Hair.
Yeah. It's like a triangle.
I'd rather have hair, good hair, than a face. You could just put hair on the neck. I'd rather have hair than shins. My knees on my feet.
I have no shins, but I got hair.
Stop it.
No.
That's but he I wasn't know. Like when he.
I know he cannot.
But in this picture, he's trying to get his hand like down the back of her jeans, and they're tight. Yeah. What is he doing? He's not even making it to her butt to touch it. It's just hand stuck up like on the small of her back.
Yeah,
because they catch at the his hand catches at the knuckle, so he's not even down there grabbing her butt. I think maybe he just needed to find a place where his hand wouldn't fall. He's just got it propped in there. Because he can't be receiving any sort of excitement out of that, right?
I don't know. When you break the barrier who to took the this, pant line.
Yeah, who took this picture to? Somebody else in the crowd?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, there you go. Big Ed digging in his girlfriend's ass. Yeah, I'm taking a picture of that. If I see anybody digging in somebody's ass, I'm taking a picture of it in public.
Now, where did he meet this woman? Because he was unsuccessful on 90 Day Fiance, right? He had some foreign woman and all.
Several times he was unsuccessful.
I think they did. Yeah.
They met on 90 Day Fiance, this one?
Yeah, they had. Apparently they documented some of their relationship on 90 Day, the single life.
Oh.
He later proposed to her.
Let's see.
Yeah, it does help, though, when he cut his hair. He made it a neat-looking haircut rather than that old long, stringy...
Ew, oily mess, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure he had it grown out like that because he was trying to hide distract from his neck issue. But cutting it shorter really makes his neck look more normal. Yeah.
He has that, like, some type of... something wrong with him. That's why his neck looks like that. Oh.
Yeah. Some vertebrae problem or something.
Not the vertebrae.
Vertebra. I think. But everybody was making fun of him and all. And he was like, this is,
He's like, I can't help it.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
But, a good shower and a shampooing, will do a lot of improvement.
Yeah, like work with what you got, you know? Don't make it
but
worse.
Some of these worst pictures they're showing of him online here are when he went to his fiance's home country and was sweating his ass off, no air conditioning, no inside water or anything like that. Big Ed.
Yeah, so this is a lady that he was with on one season of 90 Day Fiance, The Single Life, and then I guess they reconciled a while back.
Yeah, it seems like they're back in good terms. You get his hand down her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a puppet.
Ooh.
But you know, I've always said I don't like these couples where a guy feels like he cannot, when they're in public, he cannot take his hand off of her ass.
Yeah.
You know, every picture he's got his hand on her ass. Every time they're walking, his hand's on her ass. Instead of holding hands, he's holding ass.
I mean, I like that.
Of course.
I would love for a guy. I would love for a guy to just grab my butt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, clarify. I would love for a guy.
Yeah, not like a random guy. Like the guy if I was dating somebody.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying people in public don't want to see, you know, petting going on.
Heavy petting.
Yeah.
I think that qualifies.
That's heavy
walking
petting.
Around.
Yeah, if you got your hand past the waistline of somebody's pants, that's heavy petting. Yeah. Is that's way worse than just having your hand in the back pocket.
Mm-hmm. Or the belt
which is still
loop.
Pretty corny.
Yeah,
I love that. Just,
yeah, the hand in the back pocket is just a.
And it's. Know,
we used to say it was redneck because that's what rednecks would do that. But
it's just hard to walk, too. If you're trying to walk with somebody with your hand stuck in their back pocket, it just isn't. It would throw off your balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even see that anymore. I haven't seen that since, you know, I was a kid at the fair. I would see that.
Yeah, it's fair behavior.
Mm-hmm. But there are guys who just think that every picture they have to have their hands on their woman's butt. And everywhere they walk together, hands got to be on her butt. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Don't look. If you don't like it, don't look.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Strut that ass.
Trot that ass. They're at a rodeo, too. Just like, and sitting in bleachers, it makes it seem worse.
Yeah, they're at a rodeo in San Diego. I didn't know they had those in San Diego. A rodeo. Well,
you know what, though? Good for Big Ed. He finally found love.
Sure.
I know.
Yeah. He's been through the ringer.
Hmm. You know, speaking of rodeo, there was just a woman, 24 years old, killed at the rodeo. Did you see that story? She's at a rodeo, and they... closed the gate on a horse, and apparently, like, if a horse wants to run, like, it's gonna blast her and hit by the gate and killed her. Like, it hit with such, like, force.
Mm.
I had no idea people still died in rodeos.
Oh, yeah.
That's still very dangerous.
Don't mess with no horse.
They asked me during health insurance questionnaire, do you participate in any, I forget what the word they use. They said skydiving, rodeo, car racing. I was like, no, man.
Alaskan crab fishing.
Yeah. It was like a bunch of crazy stuff. Spelunking.
Spelunking.
What is that?
No.
Cave, like it's underwater like cave diving.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I didn't know it was called
spelunking.
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 That sounds nasty.
Spelunking?
Spelunking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne went spelunking. That's how he found the Batcave.
Spelunking.
Yeah. Spelunking.
Yeah. You didn't tell her you did any of that?
No. I said, keep going. I don't know. I haven't done any of this stuff.
Skydiving. No. Yeah.
Skydiving, rodeo, spelunking, car racing. There's a bunch of them.
Playing William Tell.
Yeah. Exactly. Are you a spy?
Russian roulette.
Yeah. Are you a spy?
For a foreign government.
How often do you play Russian roulette? On a weekly basis.
Do you fight with robots?
Yeah. I love it, though. So we're going through this, you know, your yearly insurance update or whatever, and the lady told me the other day, I have a call with them today between noon and 12:15, and the lady said, now, just, I tell this to everybody, so don't take it the wrong way, but... they do not have a sense of humor. Don't make jokes.
No, they don't.
She said, do not make jokes because they don't get it. Ooh. And they will easily mark down some information that is incorrect. Just answer the questions and just yes or no is the only thing you need to say.
At one point I said, that's correct. And he goes, is that a yes?
Oh.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was like over the top.
Why are they so grumpy?
He wasn't grumpy, but I guess they have to be so specifically clear. And it just slipped my mind after 40 minutes. I was like, yeah, that's correct. So that's a yes.
How long does it take?
It took me about 45 to 50 minutes. And I was like, yes, no, boom, boom, boom. And it was so long. Friday afternoon. I'm like just trying to get into them beers. Oh my God, I haven't eaten lunch. I've had like a long morning. Let's go. It was crazy. I never had a call like that. But I get why they got to do it.
Yeah, but I wonder if they're just when they're doing that part of it, they have to be so serious, or if their personalities are that way anyway.
I bet their personalities that way.
Yeah, because, I mean, that would be miserable, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just imagine just sitting there all day, you just call people and just, okay, Mr. Smith.
Almost there. He kept saying that when they would input the information. Okay, almost there. Ugh. And there was no other kind of like conversation going on. I mean, it was weird. But then they also kind of trip you up at certain points. Like I said, they were asking about the COVID vaccine or whatever. He said, and when did the doctor prescribe that medicine for you? I was like, it wasn't a prescription. So that's a no. I went, I thought this was a date question. Now you're asking. I mean, it was like wild. And are you still on that medication? I went, it was two shots. Are we still talking about the COVID vaccine? It was the two shots. Are you still on that prescribed medication? And what did the doctor say when he gave you that? I'm like, what are you talking about? I was in a grocery store. Like, what was the name of the prescribing doctor? I go, do you want me to call him? Like, it's probably Wendy from the Dell.
You
should have
said Fauci.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci.
What a good answer. He was in a grocery store. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Samantha. Dr. Fauci told me to go get a vaccine, and I went to the grocery store.
Yeah. It was Dr. Publix.
Yeah. Are you still on that prescription? I was like, I mean, I don't know. How long is it staying? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you are, technically. I guess. If it's a vaccine, you're still on it.
Yeah. But I was like, correct. Yeah, is that a yes? No, shithead, it's a no. What do you think?
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Do you want to ride in my Mercedes, boy?
Right. I heard that song forever.
Yeah, I heard it yesterday. It's been stuck with me ever since.
Hey, what you gonna do with me?
Alexis, if somebody said you're gonna go on a luxurious vacation, what would be something that would make a trip luxurious in your book?
My specific room to open up to like its own pool, infinity pool.
Okay.
A spa.
All right. Riggins, if you were on a luxury vacation, what would a luxury be on a luxury vacation to you?
Like champagne in the room when you show up, or something like that.
Okay. Ace, room service.
That's all.
You just have to have room service.
I'd like
a womb service.
What do you call it? Not a bellhop. What do you call the
a butler?
Butler. Mm. Thank you. That's cool to have
a butler.
Yeah, it's really cool to have that.
So they asked people name the top things that could make a trip luxurious. Number 10, having your own lounge area or terrace.
Okay, it's a good one.
Number 9, room service. Number 8, being near a beach. Number 7, staying in a suite instead of a normal hotel room.
Cool. So you'd have
a suite. A king-size bed. Nice dinners and gourmet food. Your own hot tub or swimming pool. That's what Alexis said. Mm-hmm. Peace and quiet. I guess they say that it would have to, if you're taking a luxurious vacation, part of it would have to include peace and quiet. I don't know. Because you can get peace and quiet in a rickety shack in the mountains.
Yeah.
You know? Stunning views and a really nice hotel was number one. That's when people said, for a luxurious vacation, well, first you need a really nice hotel.
Yeah.
But not necessarily. I mean, with the Airbnbs, you could get a really nice house that has the private pool and the stunning views and the whatever else.
I don't know. These Airbnbs are getting kind of out of control, how expensive they are.
Are they really?
Yeah. I'd rather have someone, like, clean my room every night.
Well, yeah, I know a guy who will not use Airbnb. He only stays in hotels when he goes, and he's got a big family too, so they get hotel rooms. They don't stay at Airbnb. And I think that's mainly because he doesn't want to stay in somebody else's house.
I can see people that aren't into that.
Mm-hmm. But being in a hotel for, you know, several days is such a hassle when you got the family with you and everything. Mm-hmm. Because you got to eat everything, you know, somewhere else. You can't cook in there. And can't have a lot of snacks.
I love it.
Things like that. You can't just decide, oh, I'm bored, I'm just going to step outside for a second and open a door and you're outside. You got to go down the elevators and, you know, do all of that. I would much rather be in a condo or an Airbnb. But I would never, ever stay in an Airbnb where the people are there.
Me either.
You know, that sounds like just complete torture. If I commit a crime, the judge could probably just sentence me to go live with somebody else in their house for a week.
Yeah, I would hate that.
And it would be worse than jail for me. Especially if they're talkers. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so weird.
Have you ever used Airbnb, TJ?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. Riggins, how is that? Is that thing growing, that where you rent people's pools?
Yeah. Somebody just told me they heard about it on the show and decided to do it. I forget who it was.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, they went and rented somebody's backyard with a pool in it. It was just him and his girl. It was Wiki Ryan.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said he spent an afternoon, rented it out for a couple hours. He said it was great.
Where did they pee?
They had bathrooms. I guess you go in their house.
In the pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now I'm assuming, can you go all over the house while you're in there peeing, or you just have to go straight? How do they know? They have cameras, I guess.
Yeah.
And are they home? Were they home when
he didn't say.
Because that would be awkward. If they're in the house and we're out there playing in their pool, even though we rented it and they were willing participants.
Yeah. I guess I pictured it having its own pool house, but some of those places were just like people's backyards. Yeah, like it wasn't special. If I were to do it, I would want
bathroom, please.
I would want like a guest house. You know,
like, do you have any cookies?
Alexa would be like, what are we watching?
Yeah. Let's go. What are you guys making for dinner?
How much did it cost? Did he say?
He didn't. But I've seen, you know, go anywhere from like $40 an hour up to, you know, $200.
Man. And I wonder what kind of insurance you have to have on that.
I don't know how to get around that.
Well, obviously, they're going to have to sign waivers and things like that. I just can't imagine saying, all right, well, we're going to be gone for the afternoon. Let's just rent our pool to somebody. And so these strangers come over and they use your pool for 3 hours, and one of them drowns or slips, trips on something and busts their face open or has to go to the hospital for some reason. Who's that coming back on?
Yeah, that's got to be something within the structure of that thing that everybody signs off on some type of waiver.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though. That would make me nervous.
But I mean, if it was a nice enough, if it were a nice enough pool, I would do it. I would be a renter.
Sure.
Or would I be a rentee?
Be a rentee.
Renter.
The person renter. Who rents out the thing?
Well, the you say who? I'm renting a house, so you'd be the renter.
If you're the renter is the person who's renting it, right? No.
The rentee, the definition is one who rents from somebody.
Yeah, that'd be right. By the way, we just got a DM said a luxurious vacation is a place that doesn't allow children. I'm on vacation. I don't want to see or hear your kids if I'm escaping my own.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of people get frustrated when they take a vacation without their kids, and then they end up having to listen to other people's kids and all that stuff. I get that. Or restaurants, like when my wife and I, our kids were little, and we'd have a night out where we could go out just the two of us, and then all of a sudden you just hear nothing but other kids screaming and, you know, giving their parents hell and all that. It wasn't a relaxing dinner out. But, you know, maybe we shouldn't have gone to Chuck E. Cheese on date night.
Exactly.
That's what some would say, but what do they know?
My parents are doing this road trip from, they're starting in Laurel, Mississippi, and then they're going to Biloxi and then Mobile, Alabama, and like Pascagoula, which I don't even know where that is.
Mississippi.
Is in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And they're going through hotel options in all these different places. And my dad goes, oh, there's a Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. And she about fell out of the chair. She was like, Tom, he goes, it's $200 a night. She goes, I am not staying at a Margaritaville. I go, well, when you get to Pascagoula, Mississippi, you think they're going to have a Ritz-Carlton? I mean, you're delusional. She goes, oh, well, you better find it or we're not going to do it. She's got a tight taste for the, you know, luxury now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Laurel,
I'm going to look that up.
Laurel, Hattiesburg, Mississippi is not what you would call. I mean, you're not gonna find the crown there. I'm gonna tell you that. Yeah. You're not gonna find a Kennedy running around.
Yeah.
Are those hotels supposed to be not like trashy or something?
No, it's just Mississippi is not a like in those areas of Mississippi, especially. It's not what you would call a luxurious, ritzy, highfalutin type area. It's pretty rural and small towns. The biggest city in Mississippi is Jackson, and Jackson is a small city. You know, to be the biggest city in your state, it's small. But if they wanted to be in Jackson, that area, Jackson has nice hotels and stuff.
Does it?
But Biloxi is going to be. You know, it's a touristy area, so they may have a resort or something in Biloxi.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants.
But why doesn't she want to stay at this type of hotel? Like, that's what I'm saying. Is this type of hotel known for being, like...
No, she's just used to now staying in very nice places. And when he said Margaritaville, she about...
I wouldn't equate any sort of themed hotel to quality.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the Grand Magnolia Ballroom and Suites looks like it's the most expensive thing in Pascagoula at $165 a night.
Maybe they'll just drive through.
I mean, it says booking.com, our top 10 hotels in Pascagoula, and I clicked on it, and swear to God, first thing that pops up is Studio 6. The second thing was the Great Magnolia Suites or whatever that was I just said.
And Mobile is nice.
It's a nice place. That's towards the end of their trip.
Yeah. That's part of that beach area of Alabama. That's so nice. You keep going, you go into Orange Beach and all that stuff.
I hear awesome things about Orange Beach. I've never been, but everybody I know that's ever been says it's fantastic.
It is.
Like it's a great place to go.
It's great.
I give her 2 days.
But I don't think you're going to find a Ritz-Carlton up in there.
She's delusional. Yeah. She's going to the Laurel, Mississippi, because they filmed some show there on HGTV. And I said, what do you think you're going to do? And she goes, well, just drive around. That's what they've been doing lately.
Yeah, why not?
They just drive around.
It's going to take them about 10 minutes to drive around Laurel, Mississippi.
Yeah. And he goes, well, we go to the casino in Biloxi. She goes, I'm not going into a casino. I go, that's like the whole thing in Biloxi. It's like the shows or the casinos or whatever.
The beach and the casinos.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Biloxi Beach is not pretty.
It's not?
Mm-hmm. Nah. But they're not beach people anyway, are they?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they planned another one for, they were going to go to Hilton Head, but my mom goes, it's too touristy. I go, hello, you're a tourist.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
Riggins just showed us a video of a guy walking out of an establishment. He was a bigger guy. He had on a backpack. And as he was walking, he regurgitated all on the sidewalk and then stepped in it, and his feet came right out from under him. Whoop, 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 whoop. Boom. And he landed right on his back. Now, if he did that in your house, let's say he's in your kitchen and he did that.
Yeah.
And he fell. And as he tried to grab him, you know, to keep himself from falling, maybe he ripped the faucet off and then and he kicked some pans, and then they went into the wall, knocking holes in the wall. And then the faucet starts spraying all over the place and floods the kitchen and gets all in your walls are just soaked, and you got all kinds of water damage and everything. Then that's where Paul Davis could just pretty much save you from your throw up friend who tried to destroy your kitchen. They come in, their emergency technicians take over. They fix your walls. They fix the floors. They fix the faucet. They do everything. Get your kitchen back to the way it was before Mr. Vomit Man tore it up. So they can do that with all kinds of stuff. Storm damage, smoke damage, fire, all of it. So go to HTJ.com/Paul Davis. HTJ.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. That was a real video Riggins showed us. And it's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
It's so disgusting.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Throws up and then slips in the throw up. And in front of two women that are just trying to enjoy lunch.
Ugh, gross.
And they got this drunk slob throwing up in front of them.
And if you're throwing up drunk, like in the city during the day, something's wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're not at a festival or something, or some sort of a bar crawl.
Or you just had the day off. I mean, damn. No,
man. Yeah.
Go do that at your house. If you're going to be sloppy.
Well, things happen sometimes. It's out of control. Just, you know, throw up, keep walking.
Yeah. Drunk throwing up during the day has to come with specifications, you know. It was a festival. It was a bar crawl. It was a pool party,
some event,
something. Not just walking out of a cafe that has a bar in it.
Blackout. Throwing up in public. There's no reason.
Yeah.
As not, an adult.
Right. Not because you just, you know, had one extra drink at your lunch meeting.
I'm surprised those bottomless mimosa brunches that all the girls go to,
yeah,
don't get more chaotic than they do.
Well, I don't know whether it still goes on, but there was a rumor that in my old neighborhood that the housewives would go and take tennis lessons in the morning. And right when they were finished with their tennis lessons, they would start drinking wine. And then the rest of the day, they'd drink wine. By the time the kids got home from school, they were wasted.
Holy.
Being wasted on wine is not fun either the next day. It's the worst headache.
But they would actually do the tennis lesson?
Yeah. Yeah.
That gave them the reason to drink the wine. They had the tennis lesson, it's like, I've exercised today.
Yeah.
Wine. So probably no lunch involved, just wine straight through.
Or maybe, a few appetizers or something at the club, maybe a salad. But, you know, sit there and talk and... And share stories and everything over wine until, oh, we gotta go. The bus is coming.
Kids are home.
Kids are coming in. But, I mean, if you could do that.
Sure.
I just don't know that, 5 days a week is ideal.
Maybe not. It's a lot of wine.
Yeah, I can't drink that much wine. I'm usually... like 2 glass max if I'm drinking wine.
Yeah.
2 is it.
Red wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't drink no white wine.
Yeah.
No, I don't like no white wine.
Why?
Because it's white.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
She's racist. She's that racist that she won't even drink white wine.
Yep.
No whites.
No white wine.
And Jody drinks white wine in the summer.
Yeah, I just can't. Maybe a Pinot Grigio here and there, but not my thing.
Yeah, I don't like it because it's for women. Yeah. And men don't drink white wine, do they?
I don't know. I think, you know, fish, you're supposed to drink white wine, right? Chicken. Mm-hmm.
Chicken, a Chardonnay, buttery Chardonnay.
I like a buttery Chardonnay. You definitely like a Pinot, though.
Yeah, I love Pinot.
You like a Pinot.
You know,
Pinot. She loves all the peens.
Yup.
Give her a peen.
Pinot. Peanuts.
I love peanuts.
Big peen fan.
I am. Fan club. Party of one.
Big peen.
Mm-hmm. Chilled.
Mm-hmm. Room temperature. Mm-hmm.
There was a woman in front of me at the grocery store. She had 6 bottles of wine in her cart, and that was it. Oof. Older lady, maybe 50, 60s right up here.
Yeah.
And I said, that a girl? I said, you can go in front of me.
Maybe.
You probably got somewhere to be. She's got a date with those bottles in the car.
Maybe that's the deal. That's her turn to host whatever thing it is with her friends. They come to her house that day and she's gonna have the wine ready.
I was trying to see what she was buying because it looked mm-hmm. to be all the same brand, just maybe one was red, one was white, and I just had the sense that it was cheap wine.
I like that fruit flavored wine sometimes, a different fruit. Like, if you ever had peach wine,
like an alizé or something.
I don't know, I just think peach, like that Stella Rosa. That Stella Rosa. I could have one glass of that because it's kind of carbonated. It tastes almost like a, you know, like you are mixing fruit flavored sodas with something.
Like a sangria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll drink white sangria.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
But that's the only thing white I want in a Mexican restaurant. I don't want to eat sangria and me.
Queso?
Yeah, queso.
Yeah, I guess.
Is queso really white?
It's all white.
Yeah,
it's off white. Mm-hmm.
You don't even want white now. Employees, cooks, no, nothing.
People at my table.
Yeah.
No whiteies.
No. Mm. They ruin the fun.
White always ruins the fun.
Uh huh.
It's true.
I didn't make up the rules.
Mm. So, do your lips hurt, Alexis? They look painful.
No.
She got her lips done Friday. She's all bruised up. They don't hurt?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Did they hurt at all after they were done? Like Friday, did they hurt?
Friday hurt, and they gave me an ice pack. So I kept putting the ice pack on my face.
You just sat home holding your ice pack on your mouth?
And then I had to work at the Cat Cafe on Saturday, and I had to like give a disclaimer because everybody was staring. So I was like, okay. Let me just make an announcement since you guys are looking at my lips because they looked really bad.
Did they think you got beat up?
Probably. That's why I needed to tell them because I didn't want them thinking I got beat up and I'm trying to hide it.
Right, because you look more like a I got beat up girl than a I got my lips done girl.
I don't like that.
What? The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Sheriff Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.